The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Mara, and welcome to The Trend Reporter. Today, your self-pleasure gift guide.
Let's celebrate the female body, the female orgasm.
The five gifts to put the happy into holidays, chosen by sex educator Emily Morse.
It comes in three colors. It's like rose gold, gold, and silver.
And social media star and podcast host Violet Benson.
I will usually go more than just one orgasm, and it's pretty mind-blowing.
We're bringing you everything you want to know about the trends worth knowing. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
This is going to be a lot of fun for me because I'm fans of both of you. Emily has behind her what looks like, is it a pillow or a sculpture?
Yeah, a vulva pillow, which is the external part of the vagina. It's the vulva.
Right. I thought maybe I was seeing things, but then given your line of work, I knew probably it was what it looked like. I said, well, is that a vagina behind you? And you were like, no, it's a vulva. You made that distinction because a lot of us are using vagina and vulva interchangeably, but you're an educator. It feels very much like we're in the midst of kind of a self-pleasure revolution. I feel like we're hearing women talking about self-pleasure so much more than we ever have.
Well, I think that there's a lot of things happening. I've been in this business for 15 years. And it's always been very hidden and shrouded in mystery. We always heard about men masturbating and men were, and they talked about it and there was movies made about it, but we never talked about female pleasure. And I think that with Me Too, the Me Too movement, I think with social media, I think with maybe women just having more platforms saying, yeah, I masturbate, you know, as well. And I'm doing it and sharing stories with each other. And you know, so much has changed, like even the last few years, like rules, or I work with a lot of different sponsors that are sex toy companies. There was like so much shame around it. So I just think it's a groundswell. And I hope that, you know, I've been saying it for years, but there should be no shame in your sex game, your masturbation game. I mean, it's literally how women, it is the roadmap to figure out if you like how, what you like from a partner, how to give yourself an orgasm. I mean, I used to believe like Violet was saying, like, someday my prince will come and so will I. Like, I wasn't having an orgasm. I was like, he's going to ride up on a white horse and he's going to make me have an orgasm because I didn't know. But when you encourage women and women feel safe around masturbating and they don't feel the shame, then they're like, oh, I am the master of my own domain. Now I know what to bring to the, you know, the table with someone else. So, but there's so many years, decades of shaming around like religion and family, and we're told like it's wrong and evil. But once you do it, you're like, wait, I'm not going to believe any of that. I realize how, you know, pleasure is my birthright and it's going to help me love myself. It's literally the definition of self-love. If you can give yourself pleasure, game changer.
Me personally, I just like, I'm at this point in my life that, well, A, it's quarantine. So it's not like I can just go out and have sex with everyone. I can't even do that. But B, it's about really knowing myself and my body. And I'm aware of who I am as a person, that I cannot sleep with somebody unless I have an emotional attachment to them. But I'm still a very sexual person. So I still have to come. Like, to me, it's like breathing a lot of the time. It's like part of my day routine sometimes, you know? So I just do, I get it done. Like I do what I need to do. And then I talk about it because I've realized how it can still be taboo.
It's been something that's been repressed for hundreds of years when you think about it. So there's been so much of that, like, let's keep it secret, let's keep it private, let's police women. But once women take literally the pleasure into their own hands, that's where all the power is. The power of orgasm, the power of female pleasure is the source of the universe. If you think about the power source, like women's, like our pelvic floor, our vulva, we give life and we are responsible for that. And it's like women's bodies are incredible. So to have an orgasm, which is like, it could be spiritual, it's psychological, it's physical. It's a manifestation of all the energy and the, whatever you believe, you know, not to be too woo-y here for you, but there's a lot of power in women experiencing that kind of pleasure. Let's celebrate the female body, the female orgasm. But I think we're getting closer. There's a revolution, a pleasure revolution happening, and I'm happy to see it.
I think language is important. I don't know why, but the word masturbate does carry a lot of stigma, but self-pleasure to me sounds more like I'm talking about self-care and self-love. Like, it just seems like a gentler, snugglier word. So by some estimates, the self-pleasure market is going to be worth $40 billion in a few years. And we're seeing a lot of that reflected in the products that are out there. So what are you seeing in the industry, Emily, that is speaking to this emerging need?
Well, I think that we're seeing a lot more products that are designed by women for women, because even 10 years ago, they were like pink, like weird toys that didn't have body safe materials that were made by men that thought that made the assumption that the toys that most women wanted looked like penises and they were phallic. The truth is, you're like, I don't want your penis. We talked earlier, like, we don't want your penis. We don't want, I want the dick pic. But then once you start getting women in the industry and women like speak, you go to these, I go to these sex toy conventions. It's like, they're mostly little round, like the size of a pebble, an external vibe that's good for the vulva. The external part of the vagina has 8,000 nerve endings. And that's where the magic happens. So the change I see is that they're listening to women. There's more women in the industry. The toys are body safe. So I think that we're just starting to listen to what consumers want. And a lot of those consumers are women.
All right, well, let's get to our gift guide. We've selected five of the absolute best self-pleasure items. And first up is the limited edition Sex with Emily Vesper.
I did a limited edition Sex with Emily Vesper, but I didn't invent Vesper. I wish I did. It's brilliant. But it's a necklace that's a vibrator. So it's waterproof and rechargeable. It comes like here, it's on the necklace, but you can like take it off and use it. And it comes in three colors. It's like rose gold, gold, and silver. And the Sex with Emily Vesper has three sayings on it. One says, meditate, masturbate, manifest. Another one's, I come first. And another thing is, turn me on. You can get them engraved. But I always have it around my neck. It's a great conversation piece. Like if it's like your uncle and you don't want to talk, you'd be like, it's a pen. But if it's everyone else, you're like, it's a vibrator and it works. I give it to all my friends. It's a gift. I always give the gift of pleasure.
Give the gift of pleasure. I love that. That's a great tagline.
Wait, what if your uncle wanted to sign something? What if your uncle wanted to sign something and he's like, Emily, can you bring over your pen? I have to sign this really quick. And you're like, and your whole family is like waiting for you.
Yeah. I need to tell your uncle, by the way, I think we need to talk about sex like we're talking about the weather. So I personally would tell my uncle, but we're not there yet. And that would be funny. I'd be like, it doesn't work. Out of ink. But let me show you something it does do.
So what are you, okay, so you're wearing that, you're at a cocktail party pre-quarantine or post-quarantine, and somebody's like, oh, I love your necklace. What do you say?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's actually a vibrator.
And then what do they say?
There are the people that when you bring up sex and toys, they're like, okay, got to get a drink. You know, I'm going the other way. Don't want to talk about it. But I feel that for many people, they're like, compliment my necklace. And they're like, that's really cool. So I think it starts, you know, I'm all about finding unique ways to start the conversation, because most of us, not even just about masturbation, but we have so much shame. No one's ever talked to us about it. So I think I give people a permission, whether it's a cocktail party or walking around, you go, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've been looking to get a vibrator. Usually it starts a conversation.
It can come engraved in different sayings, right? You have what, three different options?
Yep. Meditate, masturbate, manifest, turn me on, or I come first.
But when you say, you know, meditate, masturbate, manifest, it really puts masturbation into kind of a spiritual context.
Well, it's literally part of self-care. Like if you have a headache, it can actually help with headache. It can help fall asleep. If you're masturbating before you go to bed and you can't fall asleep, it literally helps with stress. Like two things that help with stress. A, crying literally releases your stress, like hormones or whatever is inside your body. That's why you feel so relieved. And B, an orgasm will also help you with stress. So this is just for your body to release these like things that are in your body, and so you can go on with your day. And also I recommend masturbating or pleasuring yourself, self-pleasure before a first date. If you're very nervous, that helps with first date jitters. I mean, and like Emily said, it literally helps you better understand your body. How can you expect someone else to figure out how to make you orgasm if you can't even figure out how to make yourself orgasm?
Yeah. It's, it's my morning. I mean, literally, I did meditate, masturbate, manifest because that is my morning routine. I mean, I try to do 3 out of 3. Sometimes it's 2 out of 3. I have a vibrator in my shower. But when you have an orgasm, you release these feel-good chemicals like serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin, which are actually healing. They help boost your immune system. They help with your mood. It relieves stress. It's like, why wouldn't we just give ourselves an orgasm to kind of settle? It's a game changer.
Okay, so the limited edition Sex with Emily Vesper is $69, and you can find it at lovecrave.com, lovecrave.com. Next up is the Rave by WeVibe G-Spot Stimulator.
Yeah, I love the Rave. I like it because it's an internal vibrator, meaning that we talked a lot about the external one, so it is more phallic shape. But what I love about it, it helps you explore your internal nerve endings. So here's the thing, people call it the G-spot. I'm trying to rebrand that as well, because the G-spot was a longer story, but named after a guy who didn't even obviously have one. His name is Graffenberg. But also, it's more of an area, an internal area, and I believe that it's an extension of the clitoral nerve. So when we say there's 8,000 nerve endings, it's the vulva, it's the external part of the vulva, but it's also internal as well. So the clitoris has these legs that go deep inside. So it's like kind of outside your labia, but internally. So when you use a toy like the Rave to internally stimulate your nerves, you could also have something on your clitoris at the same time. A lot of women assume, you know, that they can't have orgasms in that way. They can't have an internal orgasm. They can only have an external one. I mean, this is a whole nother conversation, but once you kind of learn, it helps to be externally, like have your clitoris externally vibed, externally, or have an orgasm, and then your blood vessels, everything become more expansive and you get more turned on, more engorged, and then you can put something inside and you're more likely to have more pleasure that way. So it's another way of exploring. I think that women just kind of, we have one kind of orgasm and we're done. But for the majority of women, if they put some time into their self-pleasure, they'll realize that there's all these possibilities for pleasure and orgasm. We just don't train them. We don't pay attention to them.
The Rave is $119, and you can find it at we-vibe.com. Next up, Violet, this is your pick, the Woo More Play Coconut Love Oil Organic Lubricant.
The lube is a life changer, and that can give you multiple orgasms. So I've never really been fortunate enough to experience multiple orgasms, whether alone or with a partner. And like when I found out that when you add lube, even when you're self-pleasuring, so there's no audience, no nothing, but just for yourself, you're just, and even if you're not going inside there or whatever, you're just on the outside of your vulva. If you add lube, it will literally give you multiple orgasms. You can keep coming and coming. So like now when I do experience self-pleasure, okay, when I masturbate, I will usually go more than just one orgasm, and it's pretty mind-blowing.
You think of lube as something that you need with a partner.
Right.
Why would you need it alone?
Right. You actually, you know, one of my missions is a lube on every nightstand, because there's a lot of shame around lube. Like, we got to get lube because there's a problem, or she's dry, or, and we always feel like it means that we are broken in some way because lube, because it, I think if we're talking about heterosexual couples, but I think that men feel like if you are not wet, then they did something wrong, and it's probably because their penis isn't good enough. But I want to just reset here and tell everybody that your wetness level is not an indicator of being aroused or not. For women, we could be really wet and not turned on, and we could be really turned on and not wet. It has to do with our hormones and different times of month. So when you add lube to any sexual situation, whether it's with yourself or a partner, and this was done by the Kinsey Institute, which is the leading sex institute in the world, it said that women were 80% more likely to orgasm by just adding lube. So wow. I want there not to be any shame around that too. So when you already have lube, you're more likely to orgasm because it's stimulating as well, just to kind of rub it in and to know that it's like slippery and it feels great with a toy.
Okay, the Woo More Play Coconut Love Oil is $25, and you can get it at woo-moreplay.com.
Okay, so number 4, This is really interesting. I'll tell you, I bought these, but not for sex. I had no idea it said anything to do with sex. The Jeju Amy 3-step Kegel set. Now, I bought these after having a baby.
Right.
Because I was like, I got to do those pelvic floor exercises. Kegels to me always felt useless. I'm like, well, if I have weights, then I have like a way to measure my progress. Like, I know how many reps I've done. And tell me about the Kegel set.
Well, it's funny because it was like you asked my self-pleasure. And the thing about the Kegels is they're not necessarily going to in the moment. What I do is it helps you develop your pelvic floor muscles, which are the muscles that are responsible for orgasm. So for many women after childbirth, or just as you get older, if you don't have kids, it becomes more loose. That's why women like sneeze and pee, or the urinary incontinence, or they can't have orgasms. But for me, wearing those AMI, those Jeju AMI, these Kegel balls, they have three different sizes. I wear them when I'm working out. I'll wear them all day, or not all day, but like 4 hours. And after doing that for like a few weeks, this is not a joke, like 4 or 5 days a week, my orgasms are stronger. I feel like sex is more top of mind because I'm doing something every day that's for my sexual health and pleasure and wellness. It's like any other muscle, but if you don't use it, it gets weakened over time, especially after childbirth.
So you say you wear them during working out. Like, don't they come out while you're working out?
If you go to the different, so there's the lighter one, and I just will have my workout pants on, so they're staying in, right? But I graduate through the different size weights. And it depends what I'm doing as well, right? But if I'm walking, but they don't come out. I mean, it depends. If it was too heavy, maybe it would come out. But you just sort of play with the different sizes.
You've motivated me because I have them. I never use them. I took one look at them. I like held them up and I was like, this is looks hard and it looks like it's going to be difficult. And it's going to make me feel bad about myself. It's going to fall out. I'm going to be like, see, this is what happens after you have a baby and I'm not doing it. And I just put them in my nightstand. They're still there, brand new.
Try them out.
The Jeju 3-step Kegel set is $59 and it's available at Jeju, JEJOUE.com. And finally, number 5, we saved the best for last. I think it's safe to say that this is the most revolutionary self-pleasure product in years, if not ever. It's the Womanizer.
I'm a new woman now. Yeah.
For someone who's never heard of this, how would you describe the Womanizer?
So it was my first time ever getting orgasm from my vagina. I genuinely thought it was a myth or that my exes just don't know directions well, so they can never find their way to my pleasure area. But yeah, I tried the Womanizer, and first I got an orgasm on my vulva, and then it was like this explosive orgasm from my vagina. And I kid you not, I was like, oh my God, I can never have sex with anyone else ever again, because now that I know that you can orgasm this way, how is anyone else going to ever be good enough for me? It's a joke, obviously. Yeah. But you get
that talking. Was my first thought. I kind of wanted to throw in the trash. I'm like, no, this is going to ruin me forever.
Okay, so the Womanizer was a game changer when it came out about 6-7 years ago. And it was like nothing that anyone had ever seen. Because what it does is, I mean, it stimulates, it's a clitoral toy, right? So it has this little, it uses this thing called, it's patented, it's pleasure air technology, which means that it's like this, it feels like it's a sucking on your clitoris. Like, so for people who have a lot of sensitivity, it's not necessarily touching it. It's more like a vacuum. It's a sucking, but it's also a blowing. I think it's the closest thing that simulates oral sex for some vulva owners say that. But there's been, and a lot of other companies have mimicked it and that kind of, but it's really something that the guy who invented it, I met him, I was like in a conference in Germany, and he's like, I just wanted to make something for my wife that would, you know, kind of mimic oral sex. And he invented it, this toy. So, but what's really the experience?
God bless him.
I had the same experience. I know. I met him. He's like, he's so great. I mean, this guy and his wife, he just sat there like, I just wanted her to, you know.
God bless him. There's a medal, Congressional Medal of Honor, something. I know, he needs something. Right? He needs to be recognized in some way. So, the Nobel Prize, right.
Nobel Prize. The guy's like, I want to do this thing. And I want, you know, when I'm gone, I want her to still have, who knows what he was thinking. But what Violet is describing, I had the same exact experience. But here's what she's saying is that, you know, earlier I was saying there's these internal nerves and external. Since so many women think there's a G-spot, that we get kind of, you know, we're like, no, it's internal. So what happened is it went inside a little bit. And since it sucks, it's sort of, because the same thing happened to me. You put on your clitoris, you have one orgasm. And then you move it around, it's still just stimulating internal clitoral nerve endings. But it is internal because it's going deeper and it's also able to think about it. When we think about penetration, penis goes inside and it's way missing these internal nerves.
I would like to say that for me, the womanizer is kind of like a toxic ex, that like it's fun sometimes, but it's not something I would always use, only because it's like, for me, it's very overwhelming. So yeah, just like with the toxic ex, it's really great that one time, but then it's overwhelming and you're like, what the hell just happened? So that's kind of like my experience with the womanizer. It's like, holy shit, wow.
Well, that was my fear, Emily. Like, can you get desensitized where, like, then, like, how is a mere mortal supposed to please you after when you're used to the womanizer?
So I like to mix it up and try different ones so I don't get used to any one thing. But also, you know, it's like anything. If you do the same workout over and over again, eventually your muscles are going to, like, you're not going to have the same kind of reaction that you did when you first started lifting weights. So I think mix it up.
The womanizer is $99 and it's available at womanizer.com.
Well, the things that we talked about, if you had to ask Santa for one, only one, what would you pick, Violet?
I would ask Santa probably for the Kegel set because it's the one thing I don't have. I literally have like 20, 30 vibrators in my house at this point, I feel like, just from people ordering it to me, not sending it to me, not me like ordering a bunch. Like, but so probably the Kegel set because I think that's really fun. And I think it doesn't matter what age you are. You should still, like, you know, try it out, and it's just a good, fun exercise. So I would definitely, because when Emily started talking about Kegels, I started doing them, just right, like randomly start exercising. So yeah, I would probably want that.
All right, Emily.
Oh my God, what would I want? I really can't choose. I would have to say the. I guess like choosing my favorite child. I would probably say the necklace because it's, I use it all the time, and I mean I use it and I wear it, and I would say the Vesper.
I agree. I would choose the Vesper because I like the idea of destigmatizing that conversation. I like the idea of people asking and just opening the door and seeing what happens. I'll ask Santa for one.
You guys can check out Emily on Instagram at Sex with Emily and on the Sex with Emily podcast. And you can find Violet on Instagram at Violet Benson and on her podcast, Too Tired to Be Crazy. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Combo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Combo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.